let's get some opposition reaction to those measures announced yesterday. And we're joined in studio by Independent TD for Wexford, Verona Murphy. Deputy Murphy, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Increases in social welfare, an increase in the minimum wage, a new working from home tax break, more money for every government department, something for everyone in this budget, was there?
Not really. And the particular difficulty I have is that there's money for every department. I think it's time government started to look at the wastage in those departments. I mean, we have an underspend currently in the Department of Health, which receives currently 22 billion. They've given it an extra billion, 250 million to reduce hospital waiting lists. The reality is we don't have a management structure that works in that department. You can't fire money, you can't keep...
Are you suggesting that there should be less money for the Department of Health, given the crisis we have in health?
But it's not making any difference, Cormac. We still have a crisis. We still have waiting lists that are growing. The money is not the issue here. I mean, if you have procurement that isn't working and we're spending millions on products that we can't use and then we donate them to India, for instance, in the case of the ventilators that we bought for COVID. This is ridiculous and it has to stop. We have got to start looking at the wastage.
Free GP care for the under eights. Is that something that you would welcome?
No, because it's spin. I mean, we can't give free GP care because we don't have the doctors. 700 doctors will retire this year. 295 are in training, and you do not need to be the Minister for Finance to do the calculations on that. It's false hope to people. People are continuously contacting me, telling me they can't access a GP. They can't access GPs in Wexford, particularly, are not taking on new patients. Dentists, equally, not taking on new patients. Medical card patients receiving for the first time free dental care, not able to access a dentist.
These are all measures that you would have supported if you had of you were going to run.
I wouldn't go there, Cormac. I think that's a pretty old stale argument.
You were going to run as a Fine Gael candidate.
I won't be supporting this budget.
You won't be supporting it.
I certainly won't. Can't support something that continuously throws good money after bad, where there is no result. There's no result from these measures. You can't put money into a department that has an underspend without looking after the entire structure.
The government has said that increasing housing supply is the best way to deal with rising rent costs, and that's why money went into developing housing rather than mitigation measures for renters. Do you accept that?
The first part of the statement is absolutely correct. Supply is the issue. The reality is that government are creating policy and making policy that's unimplementable. At the moment, and I'm very involved in this because I sit on all our own county council meetings, including at local level, we're forming county development plans all over the country that are actually putting in densities of high density into rural areas and developers just won't build. It's unimplementable. They continuously give out about people who are taking judicial review proceedings. That's not the issue. The policy is the issue, and that's where we need to start. We need a planning policy that's fit for purpose.
What would you do to address the rising cost of rents then? Would you have included any specific measure to tackle rents?
No, I think the issue, again, it comes back to supply. If we can't cure supply, I mean, we can't blame the landlords. If something is scarce, it's scarce. And again, as I say, all of the policies that government are putting forward, none of them are going to deal with the actual supply in a short time space. So we need to look at our planning policy. For instance, the SHD policy yielded 20 million in legal bills from challenges. Policy that was unimplementable, that was deemed illegal by the courts, and all we got really was a big legal bill.
Do you accept that the carbon tax is necessary?
No, I actually don't accept it, because the reality is that we already have quite a lot of excise and tax on our fuels. There are simple measures that government could take that would cost nothing. I've said it before, I'm on the record. Remove all of our toll barriers. Each time a truck or commercial vehicle, such as a bus, stops at a toll barrier, it expends a litre of fuel. The reality of carbon tax last year is very different to this year, because we've seen such a rise in inflation. Inflation has actually taken care of the incentive side. Carbon tax now at this juncture, when we have inflation at almost 3%, is actually a penalisation. should very much be reviewed.
A final question, Verona Murphy. It was announced yesterday that there will be free contraception for women aged between 17 and 25. Should the burden for avoiding an unwanted pregnancy fall exclusively on women, or should there be some measure for young men as well?
Of course, I think that's a no-brainer. And I mean, even the fact that it stops at 25, does somebody stop having sex at 25? I mean, it's a ridiculous measure. It's more spin, to be honest. I mean, there's two people involved in any act, well, at the best of times. So, I mean, it should be both male and female. And as someone who is an unmarried mother, as they used to term it, single parent, whatever you like, it certainly should be given to all, and all should take precaution, and all people, apart from anything, it should be used not just as a preventative measure for unwanted pregnancies. We have to look at the side of sexually transmitted disease, and I think that, you know, this is about joined up thinking, which there's very little of in this government.
Independent TD for Wexford, Verona Murphy, thank you very much indeed.